Do you like arithmetic? When I was six, I could never be sure, but I once had an arithmetic thought, and it went like this. If I were John and John were me, then he'd be six and I'd be three. If John were me and I were John, I shouldn't have these trousers on. How old was my brother John? Did you say three? Well, you were quite right. Now, while we're talking about arithmetic, I'd like to tell you about an emperor who had a rhyme which was all about arithmetic. I'm not sure I know what it was all about, but I do know it was a very good rhyme. I will sing it to you. The king of Peru, who was emperor too, had a sort of a rhyme which was useful to know. If he felt very shy when a stranger came by, or they asked him the time when his watch didn't go. Or supposing he fell by mistake down a well, or he tumbled when skating and sat on his hat, or perhaps wasn't told till his porridge was cold that his breakfast was waiting, or something like that. Oh, whenever the emperor got in a temper or felt himself sulky or sad, he would murmur and murmur until he felt firmer this curious rhyme which he had. 8 8's a 64 multiplied by 7. When it's done, carry 1 and take away 11. 9 9's are 81 multiply by 3. If it's more, carry 4 and then it's time for tea. So whenever the queen took his armor to clean, and she didn't remember to use any starch, or his birthday in May was a horrible day, being wet as November and windy as March. Or of sitting in state with the wise and the great, he just happened to hiccup while signing his name. Or the queen gave a cough when his crown tumbled off as he bent down to pick up a pen for the same. Oh, whenever the emperor got in a temper, felt himself awkward and shy, he would whisper and whisper until he felt crisper this odd little rhyme to the sky. 8 8's are 81 multiplied by 7. And if it's more, carry 4 and oh, take away 11. 9 9's are 64 multiplied by 3. When it's done, carry 1 and then it's time for tea. How about a nice cup of tea?